Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today on behalf of the Gideon Ministry. And Habakkuk 1:5, one of my favorite verses, it says that it says to look among the nations and wonder and see and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. Well, you know, a good testimony to that scripture comes from the Nemet people in Siberia. One day, one of the Nemet men was out hunting and fishing, and he prayed to a god for a sign. And lo and behold, a few minutes later, this Gideon Bible comes falling out of the sky, and it lands not too far from him. So he grabbed that, he picked that Bible up, and went back to his village, and he says, I received a sign. And today, in this village, there is a very strong Christian church, because many in this community have been converted since that time. Now, this was several years ago. But how did that happen? How did that Bible come to fall out of the sky next to him? Well, as it turns out, a couple of government officials were flying in a helicopter supplies out to a nearby community. And they had boxes of supplies in the helicopter, and one of the men said to the other men in the helicopter, he said, this food that we have in here is good, but what do we need these books for? So he proceeded to throw the Bibles. These were Gideon Bibles. And he proceeded to throw them out of the helicopter. So you see, what the message there is that that was an astounding work of God, because those Bibles got to where they needed to be. And you cannot stop the Word of God. So the Gideon's International, well, Gideon's International is now approaching, and this year will probably reach the 2 billion Bibles given out this year. I mean, what a wonderful thing. You know, I heard a statistic one time that there were 7 billion Bibles that have been printed since the invention of the printing press. And the Gideon's International will be responsible for about 2 billion of those Bibles. So the Gideon's International worldwide is now distributing, on average, about a million scriptures every 4 days around the world, which averages out to about 2.5 scriptures per second of people that are getting the Word of God receiving a Word of God. But you know, the Gideon's International has one objective, and that is to get the Word of God to the lost, and so that others may find who Jesus Christ is. And we have one tool. That tool is to get the Word of God into the hands of the lost. That's our tool. And how do we know that works? Because we know that the Bible is truth, and we know that the truth has power. Right? Amen? And I believe that the Gideon Ministry is really a part of God's plan for the Great Commission. And there are many ministries which are part of God's plan for that Great Commission. But, you know, Jesus spoke in Matthew 24:14. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end will come. You know, the Gideon Ministry now is active in 196 countries around the world. Still closed in a few countries, such as Saudi Arabia, such as Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan and Morocco. So please pray that these countries, that the doors will open to the gospel message and to the Gideon ministry in these countries. But you know, God is doing mighty things around the world with this ministry. Currently, the Gideon's International is shipping over a million Bibles a month into the country of India. Now, we know that India has over a billion people, so that'll take a lot of months to saturate India. However, God is doing a great work, and is providing open doors and so forth for the Gideons there in India. China, back in 2011, the Chinese government gave the Gideons International a opportunity they gave them a 1-year trial to distribute Bibles. Well, I'm happy to say that the Gideons are still there. And since that time, we have distributed millions of Bibles in the country of China. So, 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to participate in a international scripture blitz. And I went to Malaysia. And in Malaysia, I went over there with 5 other Americans, and we had the opportunity to join up with the local Gideon camp there in Malaysia. And the city we were in, called Kuching, which was in East Malaysia, which is on the north side of the north coast of the Borneo Island. And in this city, we were there for a week, and we got to distribute about 33,400 scriptures in that week. And it was such a blessing to be there, you know. And international scripture blitzes are an important tool for distributing Bibles for the Gideons International. The one I participated in Malaysia was a relatively small distribution. And in that, some get very large. A few years ago, the largest scripture blitz the Gideons International ever did was in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where in 2-week period of time, they distributed 1.2 million scriptures, mostly to school kids and to hospitals and so forth, and prisons and so forth. So prior to that, the year before that, they had done over 1 million in a 2-week period in Manila, the Philippines. So the impact that these international scripture blitzes can have on the Gideon ministry or on the people, the local people, is God does an astounding work. And there was a few years ago, 4 years ago, they did a scripture blitz in Colombia. They've covered 4 cities over a 2-week period, and they distributed hundreds of thousands of scriptures in these 4 cities. And the word comes back from those camps now that the churches in those cities are full, are packed. And this has all happened since those scripture blitzes. So God is doing a wonder. He's doing a wonder in some places. And often we grumble. We grumble about the state of our world and the world, but the world can only change through the power of God's word. That's the only way it's going to change. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, and this is a familiar scripture, but it says, all scripture is breathed out by God, is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent and equipped for every good work. And then in Romans 10, verse 17, he says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So in the word of Christ comes faith, but we have to hear it. We hear it either by listening, or we hear it by reading the word of God. So this is people will only change their hearts when God changes their hearts after they hear the gospel message. And that is why, as a Gideon, that is why we distribute God's word, so that people can hear. They can hear in their own hearts what the message is. And of course I've spoke here about some of the things that the Gideons do or are doing internationally, but please keep in mind what the Gideons also do here locally. Just last February, we went our Brookings camp, which includes Brookings County and the east half of Kingsbury County. We went through all the motels in the area, including the 2 here in Arlington, And we made sure that each and every room has a Bible in it, because sometimes those Bibles disappear or maybe they get destroyed. So we go through there. We do that once a year. And coming up this spring, in fact, I believe we have scheduled Arlington and Lake Preston for a week from this coming Wednesday to distribute Testaments to fifth graders. So we will go through all the schools in our camp area as well and distribute those Testaments to fifth graders. Last fall, we did 1,500 Testaments at SDSU to students there. And again, we'll do that again this fall. So locally, we also are active as well. And of course, the Gideons do this all across the state and all across the nation. Last year, the Gideons distributed in the United States about 11 million scriptures across the United States. About 81 million was the total that we distributed all around the world last year. So we are active. And, our auxiliary, the Gideon Auxiliary are the wives of Gideons. They also are active in distributions. They distribute Bibles in doctor's offices. If you ever go to a doctor's office, you may see a Bible sitting on the table with the magazines. And that's placed by our auxiliary. And we do that in hospitals and vet clinics and other various locations that we're allowed to do. So we also distribute to prisoners. Prisoners once a month. I know in the Brookings camp area, once a month we are in rotation. We do the jail service at the Brookings County Jail. So I actually had the privilege of doing the jail service on Easter Sunday this year. I was able to give each of the prisoners a full Bible and also share the gospel with them. And some days we get prisoners that actually give their lives to Jesus Christ over that. So it's a great privilege to be able to do that. Other local ministries get impacted as well. If you're familiar with who CREW is, CREW is the new name basically for Campus Crusades. The leader for Eastern South Dakota is Luke Rorida, and he told me about his father, who one night because of bad weather had to stop it and stay in a motel along Interstate 90, and his father, well, the storm got so bad that they lost power, but his father had a flashlight. So he didn't have any TV or anything to do. So what he did is took out his flashlight and he grabbed that Gideon Bible that was in the bedstand next to him. And he began to read that. And he began to read about Jesus Christ as the Comforter. And, well, he gave his life to the Lord. And today his entire family has given their lives to the Lord. And Luke, being his son, was taught by his father about the gospel message. And today, Luke, being the leader of Campus Crusades, is impacting thousands of college students across the Dakotas. And so that was all because of someone in a church like this one gave to purchase Bibles. And those Bibles could be placed in motels, in the paths of life. That's where we want to put Bibles, is in the paths of life. Another remarkable testimony is, do you know who Angel Tree Ministry is? They are a ministry that gives presents to children of incarcerated prisoners. And Angel Tree Ministry was started by a woman by the name of Mary Beth Beard. And as a young woman, she found herself in trouble and incarcerated. And while she was in jail, she received a Bible. And after she spent several years in jail, she got out. When she got out, she started this Angel Tree Ministry. and today is also impacting thousands of people. So, but one of the most remarkable, I would say the most remarkable testimonies I have heard is from twin brothers, Kevin and Keith. And Kevin and Keith were students at the University of Wisconsin. So one day, they had considered themselves atheists. In fact, they had taken classes on how to refute Christianity. So one day, Kevin was walking down the sidewalk, and he saw these men out in the sidewalk, and they were giving out these little green books. Well, they were little green college testaments that we give out to college students. And, well, the first guy who went by, he refused. But as he went down the sidewalk, he realized that there were other men further down the sidewalk giving out these little green books. So he decided, I'm going to take one, just so they quit bothering me. Well, what Kevin says is, as when he received that testament, he kind of felt compelled to see what was in this book. So he sat down, and then that day, he read through the entire Gospels. He read all the epistles, all the way through the book of Revelation. He skipped all his classes. And at the end of that day, what he read in that testament impacted him. And he knew that he needed a Savior. And he gave his life to the Lord. So, but that's not the end of the story. So later on, that he knew that he had to tell his twin brother, Keith, he had to tell him. So he went back to find his brother, and he went to his brother's room, and as he opened the door to his brother's room, there was his brother kneeling next to his bed, tears running down his face, saying, his brother looks up to him and says, I gave my life to the Lord today. Isn't that a remarkable story? That God can orchestrate that with two brothers, twin brothers, and separately bring them to himself. But that's an example how God uses the Gideon ministry. You know, we don't have that power. I don't have that power to do that. But God can use the ministry to do that. And that's why I'm part of the Gideon ministry, because God is using this ministry in a mighty way. So how can you participate in the Gideon ministry? Well, one way is that today you could give. We are going to, I guess after I'm done speaking, we're going to be giving an offering. So please remember that 100% of what you give goes to the printing and the shipping of Bibles to where they need to go around the world. And you can also pray for this ministry. 295,000 Gideons around the world could use your prayers. Pray for open doors. Currently, at least in our area, the doors are open in schools. The doors are open in most places, but there are places in the country where that's getting more and more difficult. So pray for open doors. Pray for open doors in countries that don't allow the Gideons in, and that need the Word of God. And many of these countries are under the dark sphere of Islam. And even though we place over 200,000 Bibles around the world every day, there's still billions in need. And the world is really hungry for God's word. Because currently, with the Gideon's International, the shortfall for our available funds to buy and ship all the scriptures needed is about 5 to 7 million right now that are needed. And you know, many of these countries around the world rely on outside funds just to get scriptures. And we ship, the United States is probably responsible for 80% of the funds that go to buy scriptures around the world. So it's really hard to grasp. It's really hard to grasp some of the utter poverty in some of these places. One, I had an opportunity a couple years ago to visit with a regional field officer for the Gideons, and he's in charge of regional field officers are in charge of several countries. And he was in charge of several countries in Africa. And he told about how they were in Namibia, Africa, and they were distributing Bibles to schools. And he said they'd be driving down these dirt trails out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden they'd come up on a little village and there'd be a school there. And he said they'd go to these schools, and the kids would be outside because they had no books, they had no pens, they had no paper, they didn't even have a chalkboard in school. So what the kids were doing, the teacher was outside with them, and they were writing, they were learning to write with their fingers in the dirt, and they would do math problems that way as well, because they had nothing. And so the Gideons would come, and they would give them a book, a Bible. And he said the kids would just be in tears, and then the teacher would be in tears, and wow, they got a book. Well, what an opportunity. Those Bibles that they gave those kids then became the textbook, because it was the only book they had. So, the need out there is unbelievable, and it's hard for us to imagine that being the lack, I guess, of what some people in the world have. So, we're so blessed here. And in Matthew chapter 19 through 21, in chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, Jesus tells us that do not lay up for yourselves treasures here on earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And there's so many ways that people around the world are in need. Of course, they have physical needs, and we need to also be aware of that. But they also have spiritual needs. And when we give to ministries that promote Christ, we are being obedient. We are being obedient to Christ and laying up those treasures in heaven. And Paul teaches us in Romans 12:2 that says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Only the Word of God has the power to transform our minds. And that's why we get the Word of God into everyone we can. Solomon says, he said it in Ecclesiastes. He said it, I don't know how many times in Ecclesiastes. He says, all else is vanity. And isn't that the truth? So, do you have a call to be involved in a ministry? Gideon's International. Gideon's is a great ministry to be involved in. We have a new member that's part of your church, Mark Hope. Where are you? Mark and Jody have joined the Gideons. So we're glad to have them as part of the ministry as well. So, but all Christians need to be involved in the Great Commission. And whether it's through the Gideon ministry or whether it's through another ministry, it is what we are called to do. I would just like to read just a few verses in 2 Timothy chapter 4. If you want to follow along. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, and with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. That's the call for all Christians, is to fulfill our ministry. And there are many ways, like for that people can fulfill their ministry by participating in other ministries. Gideon's being one that one could participate in. You know, and there's in the Gideons, there are several ways that one can participate. Not everybody speaks like I do here today. That's maybe 25% of Gideons actually do what I do here. But there's, you participate in Bible, in local Bible distributions. You can participate in prayer through giving or being a coordinator for distributions. So, you know, the list goes on and on. It's like any ministry. There's plenty of opportunities to participate. But it's a great ministry for couples to do together as well. And with the Gideons, there are qualifications that must be met. And it's a wonderful way they have an impact on the world. So challenge yourself, step out in faith, and fulfill your ministry. That's the call. That's a call of God in 2 Timothy. So other ways you can participate is through our Gideon card program. I brought a display today, and I set it out on the table. And you have a Gideon card rack here today. But there's just ways that you can donate Bibles in honor of somebody. We have different cards here. This is called God Bless You on Your Special Day. Well, this is a great card for Mother's Day or Father's Day or Valentine's Day, whatever day that you want to honor somebody, because it's you know, when you don't know what to buy somebody and they don't necessarily want gifts, you can donate Bibles in their honor for their special occasion. You can also, you know, thanking God for you, if you want to just send a card for somebody. And also we have in memory cards. These are probably our most popular, when you can give. So if someone has passed away, you can donate Bibles in their honor. And typically people will donate $25 or something. $25 buys 5 hotel Bibles. So that's a good way to participate. And there's cards out in the lobby. We also have a kind of something they come out with a year ago. This is called Make Any Card a Gideon Card. So if you have cards that you have or you buy at the store, would rather use those, you can, these have an insert that you can put in the card, make a donation in their honor. So that's another way you can participate on a regular basis with Gideon Ministry. So does the Gideon Ministry work? What do you think? Well, yeah, I think many of the stories I shared with you here today gives testimony that it does. And the other way that I know that it works is because God promises that. He says in Isaiah 55:11, he said, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." That's his promise. That's his promise that it will prosper. And Philippians 3:14 says that I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, the work never ends. It never ends. And there's so much work to be done. And I pray that we will all do what we can to be true and faithful servants in our walk with Jesus Christ. So, leave you with one last scripture, which John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Think about that verse for a second. How can the lost know about that he is the way, the truth, and the life if they don't have the Word of God? And that's why the Gideon Ministry, that's our goal, is so that people know who Jesus Christ is and they can come and have, so that God can draw them to himself. So It's really exciting to hear about what God is doing in not only the Gideon ministry, but other ministries as well. God's doing great things around the world these days. So God bless you guys, and bless you, and thank you for letting me be here today and share with you about this ministry. Let's say a quick prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for this opportunity to share this ministry. Lord, we just ask that you would give us a heart of compassion, and that, Father, you would give us boldness in sharing who Jesus Christ is. And Lord, may you open the doors and open opportunities for us to share with others about who Jesus is. And thank you, Father. We ask for your strength upon this church and the strength upon those here, Lord, and those who could not be here as well. And Father, we just ask that you would be with us today, that your Spirit would be upon us.